Wunu Kurbilij border Yunde State, Apanai State, and Ruweng Administrative Area, for the loyal to South Sudan pulled by President Riek Machar, are in control of the area. Sara Akwad, the Minister of Information in Ruweng Administrative Area, say Ruweng Administrative Peace Commission visit Wunakur Village to request SPLMIO to allow MTN mobile phone network extend its services in the area to reach Ruweng Administrative Area. Akwad accused the SPLMIO force of allegedly attacking the peace commission official.
When they sat for the meeting didn't take long. It was a very short meeting, and then before it could even end, one of the bodyguard of the commanders on ground started shooting at the delegates who left for the meeting. And then they started shooting at others, and this is how the situation went about.
Akwad say the head of peace commission in Ruweng administrative area was also wounded during the weekend attack.
Call upon the peace partners to look into this and investigate. Since these people have clearly been accepted by the first vice president that they belong to him.
He say SPLMIO force stole an space by a number of vehicles. BOA could not independently verify a court account of the weekend attack at Wunukur. Kanolam Paul Gabriel, SPLMIO spokesperson, denied force loyal to Riek Machar carrying out the attack.
So they have been full military uniform. Now how do you send these delegates in military uniform to come in our territory without even informing us, and they come with weapons to come and attack? I don't think there is genuine reason there. You can't hide. That is not right.
He say SPLMIO poured back in a cell defense after armed youth from Ruweng attacked SPLMIO base.
We are implementing the agreement, regardless of all the attacks that have been happening. The implementation is going ahead. We know that there are people who would want to make sure that this agreement is delayed completely. And these are the kind of people that need to be singled out. We are all South Sudanese. We need to realize the importance of being a South Sudanese. We have much to suffer. We have much to lose. The more life you continue to lose, you need to start to really lose in life.
Gabriel said, despite the incident from the former rebel of SPLMIO, are still committed to the revitalized peace agreement and the South Sudan roadmap for extending transition period. Gabriel Haj saw Sudanese to avoid tribalism and work toward restoring peace across the country. For BOA News, I'm Lee Nyaja in Bintu, United States.